This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Friday, January 4th, I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, we'll head to Iowa, where a record number of Democrats turned out for the Iowa caucuses. We'll follow one reporter to downtown Keokuk for a party gathering. And we'll have your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana. But first, a look at today's news. Illinois GOP Chairman Andy McKenna says the Republican primary in Illinois on February 5th won't be like the Iowa caucus that former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee won last night. McKenna says Illinois is a more diverse state than Iowa, with a more diverse voting population. And he says that mix of rural, urban, and suburban voters will spread their votes around more so than Iowa caucus goers.
You got Governor Huckabee, who's quite conservative, appeals well and does well in the evangelical community. You have Governor Romney, a business guy, who appeals more to moderate voters. You've got someone like Senator McCain, who stood by the president in his Iraq policy, and Mayor Giuliani would figure to do well in the Chicago and in the metropolitan area. So Illinois has more complexity, and I think will be perhaps a more interesting state because of that.
McKenna says the big issues concerning Illinois GOP voters include uncertainty over the economy, national security, and the war on terror, and so-called values voter issues such as abortion and same-sex marriage. Illinois State Senator Mike Frerichs hopes that Barack Obama would win the Iowa Democratic caucus came true yesterday. Frerichs, a Champaign Democrat, was in Davenport yesterday where he did some last-minute campaigning for Obama and the hours leading up to the caucus. Frerichs says Obama is inspiring supporters in ways not seen among Democratic presidential candidates for decades.
What I was most struck by was the number of older caucus voters there who talked about the similarities between Senator Obama and Bobby Kennedy, how he inspired a similar generation, inspired them in a like way to come out and participate and really felt they could change the country and they could change the world.
Frerichs says he thinks Obama's message will play equally well in upcoming primaries, including the New Hampshire primary on Tuesday and Illinois' own primary February 5th, the so-called Super-Duper Tuesday. 23 other states will be holding primaries and caucuses on that date. A Champaign County judge says County Board member Brendan McGinty's name must be removed from next month's Democratic primary ballot because of errors in the page numbering on his ballot petitions. Judge Tom DeFantis' ruling yesterday reverses a decision made last month by the County Electoral Board to accept McGinty's petitions. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
The dispute is over whether the multiple page ones in McGinty's ballot petitions are just technical slips or grounds for disqualification. But behind that dispute is an ongoing rift among Champaign County Democrats. McGinty is allied with fellow County Board Democrat Steve Beckett, whose law firm is defending him against the petition challenge filed by Richard Reynolds. Representing Reynolds is a law firm headed by former County Board member Robert Kirshner, who ran against Beckett in the primary 2 years ago. Ruth Wyman, the Kirshner attorney handling the case, says the ballot petitions are the real issue, but she doesn't hide her views about McGinty as a Democrat.
It's no secret that Brendan McGinty votes with the Republicans and has voted in contravention to the principles of the Democratic Party for years, perhaps as long as he's been on the county board. But the issue that was decided today is whether McGinty was required to follow the law or not.
McGinty is appealing Judge DeFantis' ruling to the 4th District Appellate Court in Springfield. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
The Illinois State Board of Elections estimates that 7.1 million voters are registered for the February 5th primary. Executive Director Dan White says the all-time high for elections in Illinois came in the 2004 general election with 7.5 million voters registered. He says the number is down not necessarily because of voter apathy, but because elections officials have worked hard to update voter rolls and remove duplicates and errors. February 5th is the earliest primary in Illinois history. It's traditionally held in March, but state lawmakers were looking to boost U.S. Senator Barack Obama's presidential chances by giving the Chicago Democrat a big win earlier in the national cycle. The deadline to register to vote in the primary is this Tuesday, January 8th. Authorities in Piatt County say three horses on a farm have been found starved to death and a fourth horse has been taken into custody. Piatt County Sheriff's Department Chief Deputy Todd McCabe says he's asked prosecutors for an arrest warrant for the owner of the horses. Illinois Department of Agriculture certified animal investigator Linda Hewerdine says she went to the farm with police on December 26th to investigate a report of a horse running at large. She says that's when they found two dead horses and one dying horse in a makeshift stall and a third dead horse in a pasture. Officials say volunteers at a horse rescue farm in Dewey have been feeding and caring for the surviving horse. Governor Rod Blagojevich is urging all uninsured Illinois women to get screened regularly for breast and cervical cancer. January is Cervical Cancer Awareness Month. The state of Illinois enacted the Illinois Breast and Cervical Cancer Program in October. The program allows more than 260,000 women in the state to get free cancer screenings and treatment. Blagojevich's office says that more than 5,000 women have used the program since it began. The Chicago Cubs have received permission to add 70 bullpen box seats along the third baseline at Wrigley Field and install additional signage inside the park. The city of Chicago yesterday gave permission for the changes despite the 93-year-old ballpark's landmark status. Peter Scales of the city's Department of Planning and Development said the changes were approved because landmark buildings aren't frozen in time, need to be maintained, and can be improved while respecting their history. The changes were approved as Governor Blagojevich and Mayor Richard Daley mulled the Tribune Company's request to have the Illinois Sports Facilities Authority acquire and renovate Wrigley Field. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bossert. A record number of Democrats turned out for the Iowa caucuses. Alex Degman traveled to one of the party's gatherings in downtown Keokuk to find out what happened.
139 people filled the lobby in the Hotel Iowa to support their favorite candidates. Representatives were placed across the room to try convincing people why their candidate was the best choice. All 139 caucus-goers, also called delegates, were asked to sit by the politician they supported so they could be counted.
Can we do this again? Yeah.
One.
Two,
three,
four, five,
jump in.
Beulah Marsat is a Barack Obama supporter who has voted in every presidential election since 1940. She says Obama is the fresh face that America needs.
I think we need a clean slate. We need to wipe what's clean, what we've had the last 7 years, and get some new ideas, and somebody a little younger might be good.
A candidate needed support from at least 15% of the delegates to be considered viable. Caucus-goers who supported non-viable candidates or were undecided listened to arguments from the front-runner's representatives, who tried convincing the conflicted voters to support their choice.
But they're also ingrained in the system, which is what Obama says he's going to change. He's not going to work the system. He's going to put things in place that are going to be different than the conventional system.
That's Keokuk resident Chuck Betts talking with Obama and Clinton supporters. He remained undecided. Betts was one of the seasoned caucus-goers at the Hotel Iowa, but the gathering also attracted many first-timers such as 18-year-old Caleb Bodden of Keokuk. Bodden says his dad got him interested in the process.
He'd always come home and talk about it and say it, like, it was fun and stuff. And it was a good time. I really liked it.
Like Marsat, Bodden is an Obama supporter not because of a specific issue, but based on overall character.
It's a whole process. It's like not just one thing that'll make or break somebody who I'm going to vote for.
And I guess just Obama is that person for you who encompasses all that?
Yeah, Obama would be that person. I just think all around, like, he's just a good guy, and like he'll do a good job representing the country.
I got one. Raise your hand and count. Two.
Three. After the discussions ended, the final groups were formed and a second headcount taken. In Keokuk's first precinct, Barack Obama won 70 supporters, Hillary Clinton 29, and John Edwards 26. That means Obama will take 3 delegates to the Lee County Convention, Clinton will take 2, and Edwards 1. As the night drew to a close, the 139 delegates left the Hotel Iowa in downtown Keokuk, just as thousands of people left other sites around the state. The caucuses are over, but the 2008 presidential race is just getting started. I'm Alex Degman.
And the forecast for East Central Illinois, mostly sunny and windy today, with a high around 40 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy and windy, the low 33. Cloudy and windy tomorrow, a few showers likely with a high of 44. Cloudy and windy tomorrow evening, occasional showers possible, the low 39. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, windy, warming considerably, unseasonably mild with a chance of a few showers, the high 56. And on Sunday evening, mostly cloudy with a chance of a few showers, the low 44. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, January 4th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wiol.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.